Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right. Everybody has been, or if you haven't, you should go to see Matt at Pisons. You never know who you're going to see. Celebrities in there. Recently, Sam Hahn, Tyson Gordon, the great Gordon family from Scott, or Ed Foley visiting with Matt Verzal, who joins us now. Good morning, Verz.
And you got to keep going. You have Blake Anderson, probably about to start at UNI, TJ O'Leary of the O'Leary Deep Snapping Clan.
TJ O'Leary, I coached him in baseball. I love TJ.
Did you?
Yes.
He's now coaching as well.
I know. That makes me feel
old. AU travel baseball is like, you're that guy.
Yep.
Like, you're that guy that's going to play an 8-year-old 75 baseball games, TJ.
Yep. That actually sounds, that sounds right, consistent with who TJ is, too. And he'll have a smile on his face while doing so.
Hey, it's good to hear that Blake is going to be starting in Northern Iowa. That's fantastic. Who played for you at Scott?
Yeah, he's excited. He's he's ready to roll. You know, it's those couple years where you're in the middle and you play a little bit and you get a taste of it. You're like, okay, I can do this. And then they put the older kids back in. You're like, ah, crap. Now I got to wait here. But yeah, I think they start out with Iowa State.
Yes, they do.
So should be interesting right out of the gate. Yeah, we've had a good week. Good week, folks, coming in and shooting the bull.
Okay, so how was Coach Foley?
You know, he's good. When he comes in, it's just a lot of it's. If we wonder about the world, small town East Coast and small town Midwest aren't different. Tell the same stories, tell the same lies, you know, those kind of things. And I don't talk a lot of football with him. Sometimes it's just like, hey, man, how you doing? How you been? Talked about his family. You know, they got a plan for the kids where they're going to go to school. And he was telling me about his house he got. And I think he's going to take a little vacation, though. He might be out fist pumping on the Jersey Shore with the Sitch. That's where he and the family are headed. So. Just, if you see Coach Foley in the club, just let him fist pump with you.
Is he a kind of a let me tell you something guy, or is he, you know, he comes across as a pretty genuine guy, but I think he'd have stories, but is he someone who volunteers those, or do you kind of have to get him out of them?
Are you talking like, is he a one-upper, or does he?
Not necessarily a one-upper, like, but kind of a, yeah, I mean, I guess sort of on the lines of a one-upper, of like, if you're, you know, you're talking, he kind of has a story that relates. It's kind of like a let me tell you something about that type of guy.
Oh, no, you know, just a good dude. I mean, he's just a good small-town dude, listens. He's good at listening. I think they're kind of amazed as a group on, you know, what they're finding as far as, like, human beings, like what the people are like. And the fact that, you know, you're just building relationships and it isn't, you know, you don't have to have a, you know, you don't have to have things for me. I just kind of want to get to know you, your situation, how this all goes. So,
yeah,
just a good dude. Funny. He's very funny.
Hey, why do you think that it's not just Ed Foley, it's even Matt Rhule. Why do you think they're, like, that's one of the first things they bring up is about the reaction of the state towards football here?
I think even if you look at how they handle situations, right, they handle them as like a seasoned veteran. Okay, take, you know, unfortunately, Teddy, at this current time, is going to go to Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out in front of it right away. We missed. Our fault. Okay? So they just, it's much easier just to go through as like the leader of an organization or program, just admit the things that are there. And this place is crazy for football, and it's a pent up crazy now because they haven't, you know, been successful in quite a while. So they fully comprehend that on the back end of that, listen, man, all we got to do is get this baby humming and winning, and we're going to pretty much be able to do within the confines of the game, within the rules of life, we're pretty much be able to do what we want to do. So what do we have to do to ensure that our guys know how to win? And because now we owe the people of Nebraska, that's probably bad phrasing, but we want to prove to the people of Nebraska we deserve to be here and we're the right crew to turn this thing around and get them going and get it back up to prominence.
Verz, and I would agree with what you just said there, and Matt Rhule's even kind of said that as much, where he, I think he even used the word, you know, it kind of scares him because of how much he wants to be able to deliver for this state. But when he was first hired, and it seems like that coaching staff has all sort of taken on that tone as well, that they feel like this state deserves that, that's what they want to bring. He's been outspoken about that. Did that surprise you at all when he was first hired? I mean, was that something that you kind of learned about him as he came along?
No. But when people reach it to the top of coaching in college, because a couple reasons, and I'll just give you a couple, but they're either uber competitive, mm-hmm. and they want to, and they've been wronged. Okay. So an uber competitive person that has been wrong now has fight in their heart. Like, they want to prove the people wrong that are saying bad things about you and that you don't know what you're doing. And so now that uber competitive person is going to go in and they're just going to want to try to prove to you they can win. And then the other one is, you know, it's a phenom and they're going to revolutionize the game. That's usually the two categories I see.
Yeah.
So you get a guy that's got a good, you know, his upbringing is good. He's a religious person, still cusses, which I appreciate. But now you get a guy that's in a situation like, these are just good people. They just want a team that's going to play hard and represent them. And if it wins, it wins. You know, they expect to win, but they understand if you play your ass off and you still lose, that's going to happen too. So I think that's just what they want to deliver now. It's got an uber competitive person. It's got uber competitive people around them. They got a bunch of kids. They got to make uber competitive. And then they go out and try to do it all together.
Hey, you've seen him because he's out at the Warren Academy. What's your reaction to Danny Kalen staying home?
I'll have to see some things mm-hmm. this year on the field, because if Nebraska has said they want a quarterback that can run and throw, I think DK can spin it, right?
Mm-hmm.
DK can get out there and carve. He can do that. Probably this year, want to see him run it some more. I want to see him as a runner and make sure, you know, this is fitting what we've been told that the university is looking for in quarterbacks. But anytime they can go get an in-state kid, okay, anytime they go get an in-state kid and keep him part of the program and he's, you know, got accolade and those kind of things, I'm in for that. I'm in for Nebraska kids playing football for Nebraska. That will never not make me feel excited, because it's such a great opportunity. And if you get enough of them back in there together, then they recreate stability at a higher level, be that 9 or 10 wins. Then you get great recruiting classes, and now you're back into, you know, national prominence. So you got to build it from your young men that live and are part of the state. I think that's a big thing. So I'm happy that he's getting the opportunity and happy that he flipped and will be there. Hopefully, old Huff will let him loose a little bit. We'll see him shake and bake in the open field this year.
Hey, Verz, when a guy like Danny Kalen now knows the destination, you know, there's things maybe physically and even mentally that you're trying to hone in on that final year. When you watch him, and you mentioned the running element too, What does that kind of do for a player that obviously you want to hear them say that, you know, they're still trying to accomplish the team goals and he's trying to lead Bellevue West to a state title. But as far as what he's now setting out to do, to go into Nebraska as an early enrollee, you know, in the best shape that he possibly can, what does this season mean for him from that standpoint, in your opinion?
If it doesn't, I'll answer with, and if it doesn't,
okay.
If it doesn't look like he goes out and tries to erase every memory of great quarterbacks that have played in the state of Nebraska, then I'll question his competitiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it should be, if you're thinking about what my life at Nebraska is going to be when I early enroll, then just leave now, because you aren't pot committed. Now, I'm not saying he is that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying at all, but what I want to see is him go out and hang 50 on everybody. Mm-hmm. And Bellevue, you know, West, if I want to see what this is, I'm finding out what kind of competitor he is now.
Yeah.
Because now I have no worry. Now I have no strain. I don't have to show anybody anything, right? My end game is good. So do I just take the foot off the gas? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, sorry, boys. Got what I needed. Good luck to you on the season.
That's a good point.
Or are you a dude that goes out there and is like, I'm going to break every passing record that's existed in the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I want to break every, you know, margin of victory score ever. Like, if you get that guy, now you know you got a dog. If you got a guy that takes the foot off the gas, now you got questions. I don't know the young man. I don't know which way it will go, but that's what, you know, if he goes out and is pumping people, putting up, you know, numbers, running and passing, great. Now I know I got a competitor. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, ooh, that didn't go real well. You know, now I got questions. So it's kind of how I would look at it.
Yeah.
Now, which side do I think it's going to be on? I think they're going to go out and try to eliminate anything that any quarterback in the state's ever done. If I know Huff.
Yeah. Hey, let me pick your brain real quick here, because you and
there ain't much left of it, Sharpie. Pick quickly.
I will speak fast. There, you and Steve and other guys that are linemen, you've worked with linemen. So the high school linemen that we see are more technically sound. They're smarter, and they're getting opportunities to play at the next level. I don't care if it's Nebraska or wherever, but they're getting opportunities to play, and their craft is getting better. And we've had, you know, we had a run in this city of just incredible running backs. We have had good linemen throughout the entire state. We've got, you know, basically all offensive linemen that are joining the team this year out of the 23 class are in-state kids. But now we're starting to see quarterbacks. It's not just an Easton Stick that pops onto the radar. It's now a Zane Flores. It's a Danny Kalen. It's a Anthony Rizak. It's a Carson Rahner. It's a Brady McGill. It's a Sebastian Cirko. I could go on and on and on. What is going on? And you work with a guy at Scutt who played quarterback, and quarterback is a key position at Scutt. What's going on with the quarterback development, that the quarterbacks are getting better in the state of Nebraska when they used to be for the longest time an afterthought if they couldn't run the option and they weren't named Eric Crouch?
So you'll have... The big thing I've noticed is that behind a lot of those, you've had a coach or an access to a coach that can refine a lot of things. Now, if we look through at all of these, you know, 7-on-7 and all that stuff, right? More reps at reading defenses can only help you, okay? Do I think it helps the quarterback far more than it helps the receivers and the DBs? Yes. That's just my opinion. So, you know, that type of deal, that's going to add to more. I think also you have the opportunity. You know, you just had a good run of quarterback talent. You've had quarterbacks. Now, offenses have evolved. Things have changed. It's probably why they have a little more national prominence on things as far as like being quarterbacks in college. And that's okay, but it's the increase in quantity of reps that kind of allows those things to come about and happen.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. You got busy plans for the weekend?
Yeah, we got, you know, it's Friday. So school's out, so we're not making 160 pieces, but I got six graduation parties tomorrow. And my nephew graduates in Lincoln, so how we're going to splice that together will be drawing I-80 at about 2:15. There'll be a red two-door Blazer in the left lane moving. So if you could get over, I'd appreciate it. So I'll have to make it to the PBA, and then I'll have to drive back and get here to work Saturday dinner. So.
Hey, that's cool. So Southeast has maybe all LPS schools, but Southeast in particular has their graduation at PBA?
All of them, yep.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
That's cool.
I think it's like, I don't know the time. It's like not, one goes at 9 and 11. I just know I'm at 3:30.
Hey, it's still hard for me to believe that he's now done with school.
Yeah.
He grew up quick,
yep,
man.
He is.
And now,
he'll be playing big boy baseball in about 3-4 days now. So
I know he will be. Hey, Verz, thanks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, boys.
That's Matt Verzal. Mr. Butenbach is his nephew.
Okay. All right.
So he's off to play baseball at Nebraska.
That is.
Which is right there.
It is. But, yeah, now. And now, is he going to be doing the prospects, or is he doing the Legion thing here this summer?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think it is more of the prospects.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured, too.
Yep. All right, 9:34. We come back. We'll put a wrap on the show, send you into the Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk about what maybe could happen this weekend with Nebraska baseball. Plays tonight at 7 against Michigan State after the walk-off loss to Maryland last night. Plus, we'll wrap up some emails and some tweets before we wrap up the week on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.